chapter 4. Iniquity abounds. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Matthew 24:12. It is evident that both the abounding of iniquity and the waxing cold of the love of many are fulfilled in the professed Church of Jesus Christ. Men must first experience the love of God and of heavenly things before that love can grow cold. Hence, common, unconverted sinners are not here referred to as apostatizing. And, again, the prevalence of iniquity in the unconverted world alone should stimulate the Church to greater diligence and more godliness, instead of being a cause of apostasy. Hence, the iniquity here mentioned is in the very heart of the professed Church, diffusing its chilly influence through the whole body. As the result, the love of many has grown cold. With this agree the words of the Apostle, his know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Here is a catalogue of 18 sins, all resting upon those who have a form of godliness. These are not infidels and common worldly sinners, for they have not a form of godliness. But they are men and women professing to be followers of Jesus Christ. And although they make a profession of piety as high as heaven, these very sins lie at their doors. And by reason of their example, and their chilling influence, many are led from the humble path to heaven, and their love waxes cold.